May I know your name, by the way?
My name is Jaya.
Jaya?
Yeah.
Okay, and can you talk to us about what this event is about? Why are we doing this?
Well, Shivaya and myself are in charge of Lund Pavilion, and we both like Christmas very much. So we have Shivaya before, she did by on her own, and now then we have been doing together the last couple of years. And we like to just bring people together. You know, Christmas is a festival of light, like Diwali and the other festivals.
Yes.
So, and it's also a time of generosity.
Yes.
So we like to do something which is for everybody. So we are not doing on a religious theme, no? Though, of course, same like when you sing Indian songs for Diwali and like that, you will have the Christmas songs, the traditional ones, no?
Okay.
But we just, we do food.
Okay.
Which is, everybody can eat. And we do it very nice and generously.
Okay.
We get help from several of the units in Oroville, from Tantu, Natalmount, Bakery. I'm sure there's some other ones also are helping us out. People also bring cakes. People came this morning to give cakes for it.
Okay.
And then we do this paper cutting. It's like a kind of handicraft thing. And kids and adults all like it because we do just stars, and then we glue the stars up on our glass doors. Okay. And everybody can cut stars. Even a very small child can cut stars. And it's something you do together, but on your own,
okay,
at the same time. And they come out beautiful.
Okay.
They never fail, no? And then we glue them up, and it just, the whole place looks beautiful. We thought people would do this for a few hours, and then we will do other programs.
Okay.
But we have to move the tables to the side, because some people just want to keep on cutting.
I understand.
So, and we have people, we have a lot of, every year more and more people are coming. So now we think we might have 500 or 700 people or more,
okay,
coming in through the afternoon now.
All right,
and
that's beautiful.
After the paper, to start cutting, and that is glued up, we move those tables to the side, and then we do Christmas dancing. This is a Swedish traditional thing from my childhood.
Okay.
So we have, it's dance games. So we have a tape with music, which people maybe cannot really understand what it is, but I explain the movements, and then we all, adults and children, dance in a circle dance around the Christmas tree.
Okay.
And it's a lot of games. You fall down, you hop around, it's a lot of laughing. You know, it
sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. You have to join in.
Definitely.
And then after that, we usually have a singing program.
Okay.
Where different individuals sing Christmas songs, and then there's also singing together.
Okay.
And I don't know how it will be this year because several people who would be holding it, somebody had to go out urgently from Oroville. Some people are not well, so it might be a little bit weak this time, but we will have fun anyway. Then we just sing together, no?
All right.
And after that, we usually put on music because this is a lot of young people who come also.
Okay.
And then we just have open dance.
Beautiful. Sounds like
nice.
A lot of fun.
Because it's really... and you know, and then we have all this nice thing. We have this village here that Fifth and Hamish has given to us,
okay,
to use. So that will all be lit up. We are still working on it to get it in place. And then we have the little crib that we do, and we have the Christmas tree, and we have a very small Christmas gift for everybody.
Okay.
They will get. So
sweet.
It's just, it's simple and fun and nice.
Okay.
Bringing a lot of people together in a, you will see when we do the dancing, because these people don't necessarily know each other, no?
Yeah.
And lots of Indians who don't have this tradition at all.
Hmm.
But we enjoy it, no? And then we have all the food, of course, which is really, really nice.
Thank
okay?
you,
ma'am. That's
and
fine.
Yeah, maybe one personal question would be like, what does Christmas mean to you?
Well, Christmas for me, it's really strong. It's about inclusion. It's about an open space where everybody is welcome.
Okay.
It's about sharing all these things. I always feel that when it's... It should be like that, of course, always. But on Christmas, I can't feel like somebody... It has to be an open door, everybody. Doesn't matter if you're friends or not, no? And in our crib that we do, we don't have Joseph and Mary in that whole team.
Okay.
We do have three babies in
okay.
it, three children of light. One is a human child, one is a little gnome, and one is a smurf. We
okay.
have fantasy land in also. And for the okay. rest, it is angels and gnomes and animals.
Okay.
And we have this story in Sweden, which I remember from childhood. I think it's from our Nobel Prize winning author, Selma Lagerlöf. She wrote down a book on Christmas legends. And there is this story about how in the forest on Christmas night, paradise, if suddenly in the middle of the snowy winter, summer comes and spring, and you go through the whole year just in, you know, in an hour on Christmas, and all the animals are friendly with each other. And it's like paradise on earth just for a moment, when there is no strife, nothing like that. No. So this has touched me. These are stories I remember. And so for me, Christmas has with these things to do.
Thank you, everyone. Yes. It's very kind.
Love, light, generosity, happiness, joy, all these things. Okay.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you once again.
Merry Christmas to you too.
What does Christmas mean to you?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to speak
to. What does Christmas mean to you?
For me, it is joy. It's a celebration. Okay. With community.
All right.
I don't have much to say, but this is for me. Means to me.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas
Thank
to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Can you tell us about what Christmas means to you?
Christmas means family, joy, happiness, sharing good moments together.
Okay.
And for us, especially being in Auroville and to see my father and for the kids to see their grandfather and to share all together the joy in being in Auroville all together.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
First of all, Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you also.
And may I know what Christmas means to you?
It's a feast. I mean, it's not a religious feast, but it's a feast in which we can share a lot of things between children and parents and friends. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Welcome.
And Merry Christmas once again.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Thank you. What does Christmas mean to you?
For me, it has always been the family day, the celebration of the family in whatever sense. I mean, with the parents, grandparents, friends that are part of family, the whole world is part of family. But anyway, the family feeling, you know, the family feeling is like the feeling of Christmas.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
What does Christmas mean to you?
To me, Christmas means like everything.
Okay.
Be with family, with friends, celebrate, have presents.
Okay.
Everything.
Thank you, thank you. Merry Christmas to you once again. What does Christmas mean to you?
I think to get together with Aurovillians in a fun way. We don't have so many occasions in Auroville. Everybody meets only for meetings, and so it's nice to have this kind where there's some interaction and not just watching some event or a program or a dance or a play, but where you can actually interact with an Aurovillian in another atmosphere other than in a meeting where we're always sort of not in the best behavior. Yeah, so it's nice to be, to use Christmas or the occasion of Christmas just to get together in a happy, joyful way.
Okay.
So maybe not the Christmas in itself or like as a religion or like, with that kind of a connotation, but in a way to meet with each other and to have like a good time. I think these are one of, like this event here, is one of those rare where we meet in a peaceful, joyful way.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah.
Christmas is, I mean, for me, that it is the joy, happiness, and the peace will come, and Jesus will bring the peace and blessings to us.
Okay.
And full year, full life, we have to dedicate it to Him, because He has sacrificed for us. So we have to do something for Him.
Okay.
So something great for helping others and everything.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. That's what Christmas means to you.
I have a child, a 7-year-old child. Okay. So right now, Christmas for me means all the activities, all the festivities for a child.
Okay.
You know, so the playing together, the gathering together of all the relatives and friends.
Okay. Yeah, sounds.
So this is more.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, to you too.
What does Christmas mean to you, sir?
To me, Christmas means a time to gather with family, and you enjoy visiting together and sharing the spirit of the holidays, spirit of charity and love and togetherness.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Would you like to say something about Christmas?
Sure.
Yeah, please.
Christmas for me is a time to celebrate with my family. It's a religious ceremony as well, celebrating the birth of Christ if you're a Christian and following that. But it's also a time of just being together and celebrating your family.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. So what does Christmas mean to you, sir?
For me, as I grew up as a Christian, it was more like a family meeting and something to share with other people.
Okay.
But now, I don't know. It's more like sharing still, but not something more like about religion, just about sharing. It's not more about religion and things like this.
Okay.
More about sharing with others.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you, son.
Okay.
Thank you very much for
Merry
your time.
Christmas, thank you.
Christmas for me means getting together, not only with your family, but with friends,
okay,
with people, whether you know or not, and guests in the community.
Okay.
And according to Mother, Christmas is not only a religious celebration, but it's also a day of night.
Okay.
So we are hopefully receiving and the light.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
So Christmas for me, usually it is play with a child.
Okay.
I like Jesus Christ was a child, so okay. I like very much play with a child.
Okay.
And I met just 5 minutes before one little child from Slovenia. He's very, very nice, polite, and joyful.
Okay.
So for me, the Christmas is that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So maybe you can share something with us about what Christmas means to you. Would you like to say something?
I suppose just being with family and I'm visiting my friends, so it's nice to see my friends at Christmas time and just, kind of being together.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much and Merry Christmas to you guys.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Whatever comes from your heart, what does Christmas mean to you?
It's a nice fest, remembering from the child time.
Okay.
When we used to play a lot, when it's snowing a lot in our country,
okay,
when we get a present from our parents,
okay,
and this custom is very peaceful for the children.
Okay.
And back home we used to have this first day in the family and the second day of Christmas with the friends.
Okay.
And it's the second time when I go in the warm place over Christmas, but it's nice to join other communities.
All right.
That's my thoughts.
And may I know where are you from?
From Romania.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to you once again, sir, and thank you for sharing your views about
okay,
Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you too.
I didn't think much,
okay,
but I think for me it's just we are celebrating together.
Okay.
Yeah. So because this is not only for Christians event now anymore. So everybody come and sing. And also for me it's preparing New Year soon.
Okay.
Yeah. And personally, it's my son's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to him and Merry Christmas to you again.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So what does Christmas mean to you?
It's like it's very new to me. It's the first time I am celebrating Christmas here. So this looks very happening place.
Okay.
Yeah, and let's see how it goes.
Okay, wish you have a great evening and a great time ahead. Merry Christmas to you again. Thank you. What does Christmas mean to you?
So my family doesn't celebrate Christmas, and this would be the first time that I would witness people celebrating Christmas. And for me, Christmas would mean meeting new people and cultures who celebrate Christmas.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think Christmas for me is a little bit about everybody just coming together. It doesn't matter what faith you're from. It's just a time when you sort of come together and I think just share happiness with other people and just, you know, feel the, you know, general spirit of festivity and, you know, a bit like this, yeah. You just yell and scream and, you know, just enjoy yourself. And I think that's really what Christmas is. It's you know, the joy of sharing and giving, I think. A little bit of that and just to create that atmosphere amongst people, for people, and just participate in that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's really what I think of Christmas, and that's how I feel about it.
I think it's very interesting too. Thank you very much.
All right.
And Merry Christmas to you again.
And to you too.
Thank you. Okay, guys, does Santa Claus exist or not?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't! It's parents that's buy. But then Santa can also bring if he wants.
No.
It can?
Santa doesn't bring nothing. It's just parents that they buy and they look on a list and then they buy and Santa doesn't exist. It's not true, Santa. Okay. Seriously.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
No.
No. Do you believe in Santa Claus?
In a way, yes. In a way, no.
Okay. Why do you say yes?
Because I like it.
Okay.
And I say no because I know it's not true.
Okay. What about you? Do you believe in Santa Claus?
No.
And what do you believe in Santa Claus?
No.
But do you like Christmas?
Yeah.
What do you like about Christmas?
That...
What the heck?
Because it's fun and we can play with other people and there's many festivals and I just like it.
Okay. Okay. What
and
about
also
you?
Because my brother's birthday is
oh, yeah.
in December 20th.
Happy birthday to you.
Today to you.
Yes. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, child.
What the heck?
Do you guys have anything more to say? What does Christmas mean to you?
I need just for presents.
Okay. What about you?
Happy in the family.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good. It's very good. So what does Christmas mean to you? Can you share something with us?
I think they celebrate the birthday of the God Christmas. Okay. Jesus.
Okay.
Then it's a beautiful festival. In their main festival in the Christmas, the foreigners.
Okay.
And thank you.
Do you want to say where you're from?
I'm from Pondicherry, Alanguppam.
Okay.
In Auroville, near to Auroville.
Okay.
My name is Jagdishwari. First of all, I'm working.
Okay.
I'm working in Tamaray. I'm one of the facilitators in Tamaray.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I feel to come here.
I understand.
Happy.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. What about you, Vijay?
For me, Christmas is about connection. It's about, you know, being with family, and whether you're physically with them or not, it's about connecting and with community, and it's a time to, yeah, to just remember each other and, I suppose, hold aspects of peace and well-being. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
What does Christmas mean to you?
For me, Christmas is my family. Means my family and means magic. Magic things.
Okay.
And I don't believe in Christmas, no? I say. On Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus. But Christmas for me, I was living with this magic, no?
Okay.
These magic things. Then when I put my, how say this?
Cup.
Cup. When I put my cup, because I wanted to remember my family,
okay,
and send a picture, I start to remember something, no? And it's which kind of magic there are this day, no?
Okay.
And it's the day for share, and the day for give, and the day for love.
Okay.
That's it. happened.
What are you doing right now? Like, I see you with a lot of candies, and now you are just sharing
with
the children.
Then I bought some sweets, and I'm giving the kids on the street.
Okay.
All the people, I don't know.
Okay, that's very kind.
To say Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. I think it's very inspiring to see you give gifts to other people. I think many other people would have.
I think it's happy, no? It's happy to share smiles.
Definitely, you definitely put a smile on many
children's
face.
And I think this cup or this dress or this day is like a bridge for do it. It's like another day, it's a simple day, no?
Yeah.
But today is like this. I don't know.
No. Thank you very much. I think it's a lot of things that you said makes a lot of sense too. And I think many people would have already been inspired by what you're doing, you know? So what does Christmas mean to you?
I always felt that Christmas is a holiday for love and to be with your family and your friends and to, celebrate love, kind of, and just unity,
all right.
I'd say.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas to you again.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, so what does Christmas mean to you, Mark?
I think we're looking at it.
Okay.
Christmas means kids. It means the future.
Okay.
It means hope and happiness.
Okay.
Yeah, and compassion and caring and giving. Okay. I don't have any kids. I'm not here because of my kids. But when I heard this was going to be going on, I wanted to be here because all the kids, all the energy, excitement.
Okay.
So that's what Christmas means to me.
Thank you very much, man.
Absolutely.
And Merry Christmas to you again.
You too, sir. Cool.
Thank you.
next song is Silent Night. You may know this song in English, in German, in French, or in your own other language. So we are going to sing it first in English, and then we will end with it in, well, German actually is the one we're going to do. And this song has an interesting history. You may know that during World War II, during World War I, the Germans and the English were fighting a ground war in the Maginot Lines. And at one point, they called a ceasefire for Christmas Eve. And the soldiers from the German side sang this song, Silent Night, in German. And the English soldiers sang it in English. So tonight, we'll sing it in all the languages that you guys know. So this is Silent Night.